Can you believe it? Show two. Show number two. And this time we have an actual name. Yeah, turns out someone was using the other name we tried to use last time, so we found one
name
that
we won't mention anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, if you listen to our very first show, we thought we were going to be something, and
we were pretty open about that, though, that could be everybody could be finding out this episode that we're going to be something else. And,
there was a disclaimer all over that, and whether you heard that disclaimer or not, but now we have a name. What's that? Do you know that name? Do you remember the name that we picked?
It's got something to do with bombs and sake and go-go dancers. Yeah.
Go-go dancers are always
around. I think 5, 6, 7, 8 were in there somehow, shoehorned into that name somehow.
Of course, yes, of course. No, actually, this is show number two. If you're just joining us, thank you. This is show number two of Sake Bomb a Go-Go. And that was a name. We had a long list of names. We took to Radio St. Pete corporate headquarters, and we went in with our cheap suit, and I had my fake briefcase from the falling down, and I opened it up, and I had a list. I scribbled down on a bar napkin, and I said, these are the names we thought of.
And then put them all on little post-it cards and put them on a wall, and then used a dart throwing system to...
And all of them were taken, because they were all good names, and then we were like, well, we'll just call it Sake Bomb a Go-Go, and then we typed it into the search engine, amiastupidheadornot.com, and it said, nope, you're good to go, and I said, yay for names!
Yes, we're clear on trademark usage.
So, anyway, so number one, last week, we are now part of an official Power Hour. Remember that Power Hour from Bob Barker?
Well, isn't it 2 hours?
Yes.
For us, it's 2 hours of power.
Oh, yes. Double the power. It's BOGO Power Hour.
That's right.
So, wow. That's buzz terms. Those are important to use. And anytime, whenever you're talking to a microphone.
That's industry speak. not in the radio industry, but...
In no industry is that speak. Anyway, thanks for listening. You know, this is the first show was last week. I was really excited to get it kicked off. I have a Facebook page. You know, go to Sake Bomb a Go-Go on Facebook. And
should have started off talking about how this is the third show and just really confused people.
This is show number 19. Where you guys been all my life?
Exactly.
You know? No, I will get around to making a new opening because I cribbed that opening from a different show, but we'll not bother with that anyway. It's fun. And, I don't mind making the openings, but making logos and making business plans and propositions and all that stuff. So I didn't have time.
And prepositions.
Yes, and prepositions. Yeah. So I'm really excited about it. It's really kind of cool. You know, that Radio St. Pete headquarters was like, hey, you know what? You're going to do another show. Why don't we just butt it up against your other one? And then you're going to have, first, you're going to start your... Sunday night's going to be all about you guys from 10 o'clock to 11. It's Indie Circuit. And then 11 to 12, it's Sake Bomb a Go-Go. And, you know, people will be sick of hearing your voice in no time. And then we can get rid of you. Well, they didn't say that part of it.
They were like, sure. Where do we sign?
Sounds good, sir.
Yeah.
Then they hit us with bats. But in a nice way, a loving way.
Like they were padded.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So, welcome. And while I'll stop talking and play some music, I think it's time that I unleash a band that I'm kind of fond of. Not 5, 6, 7, 8.
Really?
That's
sorry, I assumed that was what you were building up to right there.
No, I have other bands I like too. I have a couple that are coming via slow mail from across the ocean that I will unleash upon your ears in the near future. But this one is a crazy bunch of cats. I played them a lot on Indie Circuit. Yes, of course, I'm talking about the...
5, 6, 7, 8.
Bat.
You heard Marsalis threw Tony Rockyhara out a four-story window for giving me a foot massage? Mm-hmm. Can you believe that?
Well, I mean, the time I was told, it sounded reasonable.
Marsalis throwing Tony out of a four-story window for massaging my feet seemed reasonable?
No, it seemed excessive, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Yeah! It's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
Didn't I tell you that would wake you up? That is, of course, the bat I played. Batmobile, Green Hornet, Jailhouse Rock, and Batsville. I picked up their CD. That was one of the first things I got over at Time Bomb Records, is the official club by buying it. And yay for that. So check them out.
Laugh it up, fuzzball.
Bruce Lee is gone, but his supreme style of fighting goes on and on in Goodbye, Bruce Lee, His Last Game of Death. Bruce Lee, he's more than a memory to his millions of brothers of all colors, and now he's back. Hear Kareem Abdul-Jabbar talk about the mysterious death of his close friend and teacher, Bruce Lee, and see exciting footage of Jabbar and Lee in actual martial arts competition. Goodbye, Bruce Lee, His Last Game of Death. Bruce Lee, the Muhammad Ali of martial arts, who fought his way from the ghettos of Hong Kong and San Francisco to become the most exciting fighting legend of our time. And now he's back. Terry Levine presents an Aquarius Films release. Goodbye, Bruce Lee, His Last Game of Death. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Do you ride the bus to school?
No. I ride my bike.
What kind of bike do you have?
It's a sledgehammer.
Dang! You got shocks? Pegs? Lucky? You ever take it off any sweet jumps?
Alright, we're back. Yes, we're all recovering from the bat punching us in the face. So, you know, you had a pretty interesting conversation you started, and I was like, wait, don't throw that away. We can talk about that on air. So you got a Yakuza. You were talking a little bit about,
you know. So I was watching a show and or a movie. I don't remember which it was now. And once again, the Yakuza were being dusted off as the cartoon villain. You know, these Asian dudes that were going to come in and do a lot of karate. Some of them would have submachine guns. They'd all be really bad at aiming, and they dressed really spiffy, and a lot of them drove sport by motorcycles, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And it kind of occurred to me, like, there's got to be something with this. Either this is, like, a thing that doesn't exist in Japan anymore.
It's not even real.
Or you know, they died out 100 years ago.
Like a
and
ninja.
It's just being recycled again and again. Or
I'm pretty sure they're real.
Yeah, because I'm like, because who would be, you know, who would be cool with constantly being brought up? Like, if you're a shady underground big underground organization,
you don't want any attention.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the mob is just that name. You don't even know anything. Who are they? Who knows? They're the mob. Just don't cross them.
So, I started my search where all great research now takes place, which was Wikipedia.
Nice.
And, and come to find out, Yakuza is basically like saying the mob in Japanese, which means they're not really identifying any group. You know, in the shows and the movies, they make it act like that's Yakuza trademark, TM, you know.
Yeah, go to Yakuza.com, you can order one of them, they'll come and kill you, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. You know. saying that. It's not like saying the Sopranos. You're just now saying the Mafia. You know, you're saying a criminal organization that comes from this part of the world, and that there's a whole bunch of them, right. and it's crazy because not only are they like not a hidden thing, but some like three of them have fan magazines.
That's so Japanese. Yeah. That is 100% right there. That's Japanese.
They get taxed by the Japanese government. You know, they have like rules. There's certain businesses that are allowed to do business with them and certain businesses that aren't. One of the reasons for the decline of the Yakuza is actually because the Japanese government has now made it illegal for certain kinds of businesses to do business with them.
Yeah.
So they've lost some of their shakedown power simply because, you know, local business owners in some cases are more afraid of the police than them now.
Yeah.
But,
sorry to cut you off. Like, this kind of highlights... Now, if you listen to me for any amount of time on my other show, any of my other shows, I'll profess my love till the cows come home, how much I love Japan. And this is like another one of those things of the reasons I do love Japan. Like, some stuff is just absurd. Now, America has tons of absurd stuff, but it's almost like irreverent absurdity, where Japan is like endearing absurdity. Yeah. Like, you know, you just go,
they're like, you can spot them really easily because they're the guys with bottom to top tattoos and
what, tattoos?
And certain kinds of celebrations during the year and villages. They come out in droves and like, yeah, like it, nobody's hiding it. Nobody, it, I mean, like the government's aware of it. And, you know, and they interview, you know, there was an interview I listened to with part of one of them where they're translating it and talking about it. And then, you know, one of their biggest things is extortion. And basically the way they were saying it was, is, you know, if you've done enough bad stuff for us to be blackmailing you, you probably deserve it. So they, we see ourselves, they see themselves as fulfilling a role in society that's kind of keeping people honest.
Yeah. And like even just like their pachinko parlors. Now, pachinko is like their one legal way of gambling.
Yeah.
They don't have lotto and stuff like that. But when if you win, it drops all these ball bearings out. Well, you take those ball bearings and you have to walk around the back to the slot hole.
That's like a,
and you hand them
technically a different business.
You hand them the sack of stuff and they hand you the money. But just you just got to do that.
And then somebody pops out of that door with a bucket full of marbles to take them back to the pachinko shop.
And you're like, why wouldn't you just make this make money? Like, why didn't you just give? But they just don't. Like, it's just one of those things.
Well, they're like, because that would be illegal.
That's the answer you'd get. Yeah. Because that'd be illegal. And you go, oh, and you shrug and go, well, let's go have sushi. I don't know. Yeah. Whatever. You know, it's one of those funny things. And, you know, the Yakuza is a fascinating thing, you know, the crime. Because that's the stigma with tattoos. Japan doesn't have tattoos like America. Now, they do have tattoos, people have tattoos. But, like, if you have one, you can't go to one of the hot baths. You can't go to the public baths. You can't. It carries an actual stigma. Yeah, stigma. Yeah. Where, in America, we're so used to seeing them, it doesn't matter what.
So, with the Yakuza doing that, that's like an all-in thing.
That's why.
That's like a, we're taking this and.
That's part of it.
And, you know, in reading about it, a lot of them are people who may have been actually raised in that environment because they were, like, orphans and stuff like this. Like, it's like a clan or like a group that's accepted you from whatever walk of life you came from.
Well, there's also a very strict class system there.
Yeah.
It's not like here we go, you can be anything. No, you can't.
That's, most of the world is actually not like that here. That's surprising. Yeah, that was eye-opening to me.
Japan is like that. If you were born in that, your parents were garbage collectors. Guess what?
Yeah.
I mean, not 100%.
You might be able to move up and get a job carrying marbles from a.
But that class is a class machine. System. And now, again, modern day, everything is much more fluid. Internet, people see things, people read things. So it affects everything. I mean, everything's affected by everything. So, you know, they have the world, like one of the world's highest. Visiting, like people visit there the most from other countries, like tourism.
Yeah.
So, like everyone goes to Japan. So that's kind of dulled down. Not the Yakuza. I mean, that's, they just do their thing.
Right.
But I mean, like the class system kind of is watered down a little bit because you can only be, nope, that's the way we are until you see them, like, well, we're more like them, you know, to some degree, you know. But the Yakuza is fascinating. You know, and they're ultra violent. They do that the pinky thing.
That was another thing they're saying, is that it's getting harder to identify them now because they can wear prosthetics that hide the pinky. You know, and about how originally the cutting the pinky was meant to basically make you more dependent on the people above you because you couldn't hold a sword as firmly as you previously could. And they, you know, went up the digits and then up the fingers, depending on how many times you've done.
Yeah, how many times.
But they're like, now it's harder to tell because they can wear a prosthetic that hides the pinky part, and it's like.
The funny story is, I was sitting the first time I went to Japan. I was with one of the exchange students, you know, just the exchange student. And we're standing in this line. I forget what it was even for. It was just some line to something. Who cares? And there was a guy that was covered in tattoos. And I'm looking, and I was like, well, first of all, is that a Chinese guy or a Korean guy or whatever? Yeah. Now, straight up Japanese guy. And then I started thinking, wonder if that's a Yakuza guy. Now, automatically as a Westerner, that means, okay, take a half a step back, because that's a dude you don't want to mess with somebody from the mob.
Right.
Now, mostly they just do mob stuff.
Yeah.
And they're just doing mob things. And it means nothing to any human.
Right.
But I don't want to scratch the car.
Right, exactly.
Or I don't want to mess with his jacket.
You don't want to piss him off.
Yeah, because he has some kind of power that I don't have. Yeah. I can get whacked. And I don't know. I don't think anything would ever.
You don't know how high up the chain he is. You don't know what. You don't know what kind of a day he's had.
And
you don't know how into that his group is and how.
He might just be the shakedown guy and never heard it fly.
Yeah.
Or he might be the ultra-violent ones that are street biker gangs, basically just...
The ones they use in movies, yeah.
The guys from movies that you see. So, and you know, as so I kind of just like, went through your head a little bit. You're kind of wondering. Everyone just kept going along the line. Then they made no mention of it. No, you know, mm-hmm. It wasn't like my student said, oh, that's Yakuza. No one would dare say that kind of stuff in Japan. They just... Business as usual, you know. Yeah. Here's your ticket and go.
Whatever. By the way, I don't know if we actually said it on the air, but yeah, the cutting of the pinky thing is like supposedly a thing when you screw up or you go against orders or whatever. It's a punishment.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that would be a pretty good deterrent.
Yeah, it would.
If you lose a pinky, you're like, eh. And I've seen that in movies a million times, and I've seen the Americanized version where they use a cigar cutter or they try and make it like more Italian or whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Movies are funny. I grew up with the Russians being the bad guys, and then they were the bad guys in every Schwarzenegger movie and every Stallone movie.
Everything that was made in the 80s.
And then it transitioned into just the Middle East, you know.
Generic. You wear a funny hat, you got dark skin, and you speak funny. Yeah. You know.
You're the new bad guys. Get used to it, and then until somebody else comes along.
They're like, wait a minute, I'm Hindu. Doesn't matter.
We don't care.
Doesn't matter. Yeah.
It's so sad.
But yeah, through my grand research, I basically discovered that A, Yakuza are not a single entity, for one thing. B, you know, most of them probably don't really give a damn about any of our media, you know, any of our entertainment stuff, villainizing them anyway. And C, the ones that are younger and might actually pay attention to that stuff probably think it's cool. They probably are actually entertained by it. Yeah.
Yeah, or laugh at it. They sit in their Yakuza clubhouse and laugh and, you know...
So my initial premise that either A, they don't exist, or B, aren't we being dangerous, you know, poking the beehive, was completely off the mark.
And that's okay. All right, here's some music. We've talked enough about the Japanese Yakuza.
We don't want them to get us.
Yes, extort us and be like, well, if you want a portion of my profits
yeah.
I'll cut you in for half.
Yeah.
Half of nothing, still nothing, brother.
Yep.
And that's when I'd lose my pinky.
Yeah.
Aw, I miss my pinky already.
That is the worst idea I've ever heard in my life, Tom.
Yes. Yes, it's horrible, this idea.
の音楽ファン、ご機嫌いかがですか。
あなたが踊り、私が歌うとき、
新しい時代の夜が生まれる。
太陽の代わりに音楽を、
青空の代わりに夢を。
新しい時代の夜をリードする
ベティブーカと踊ろう。 Go 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 You can't sit down Beat goes on。
Blah, 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 cha, cha, cha. And this is called a blah, blah, cha, cha, cha. Having words to fit is true. So you just say blah, blah, cha, cha, cha.People will say cha cha cha, let's go. And so we'll just leave it this way, and we'll say it's the blah blah cha cha cha. Blah, 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 cha, cha, cha. And this is called a blah, blah, cha, cha, cha. Having words to fit is true. And so you just say blah, blah, cha, cha, cha. So if I could write some words, don't you know? Instead of people, we say cha, 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 let's go. So we're just living this way, and we say it's a blah, blah, cha.
me explain something to you. Whenever you come in here and interrupt me, you're breaking my concentration. You're distracting me. And it will then take me time to get back to where I was. Understand?
All right, that was an oldie but a goodie. Petty Buka from Dancing with Petty Buka. I played, first I played Shoujo G, the Hungry Raccoon. Then I played Bittersweet Samba. Then I played Blah 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 Cha Cha Cha. And then my favorite, you know, is very touching, perhaps. That has a, I don't know why. That song means something to me. When I listen to it, it kind of, you know, makes me well up with emotion. And I don't know why. I don't have any.
This makes me indecisive.
Yeah, and perhaps. I don't know. Yeah, perhaps.
Yeah. Nice. But no. Those are some good ones.
Yeah.
Are they still around? Are they still doing stuff?
I think so, but I think it's different people. I think they swapped them out and changed around and all that other stuff. I don't know. That does remind me, you know, I am going to be a little bit more active on Facebook with this page. Make sure you have lots of information. But I'm also going to make sure I put up all the dates for the upcoming Japan night. Yeah. Benton, I talked with Audrey and told her, hey, look, I got this new show I'm launching, and this is right up your alley. And she was very enthusiastic. She sent me some links, and she sent me some stuff. So I'll be downloading and getting some of the newest bands that are coming from Japan with this year's Japan Night. She tries to mix them up and keep new bands coming, yeah. Different bands. You know,
what are the stops in Florida and Atlanta this year?
Yeah, zero. Yeah. Zero or less. But I told her, I'm going to have to get her in here sooner or later. And I think if I promise a trip to Orlando, maybe.
Yeah, like, hey, Disney World, come on. You're Japanese, right? That's a thing for you, right?
Yeah, but.
Fast Pass. I'm excited. You don't have that over there. We do. Come on.
I'm excited about it. There's some cool bands, so I'll definitely be like setting that up and playing more and more as it ramps up. You know, March they're landing, and it's that whirlwind tour, and you know, all the information will be there. So if you're in one of the hubs, try and make sure you get out to them. If you're in San Francisco, if you're in Chicago, New York, Texas, SWSX, they're gonna be rolling in there, and they do a lot to get this tour and keep it going.
Going from one side of our country to the other, that's hard to do even when you're based in the U.S.
And you're talking about a lot of bands, you're talking about like all the equipment. You know, she takes on a lot of responsibility, and I admire her for all she does to keep bringing these bands and keep running with it. It's like the 25th time she's done it. She's done it so many times, it's like, oh my God. So, yeah.
You just have to get her into the one southeastern United States stop.
It's like, come on,
man. It doesn't even have to be Florida. Come on.
You know, one day I'm going to have to fly up.
Atlanta. Atlanta is a hub.
I'm going to have to go to Texas or go. I have to meet her. I've been doing this for four years with her.
Yeah.
Where she sends me the bands and I talk about them and I play them, you know, and she knows me. You know, yeah. and so I'd like to meet her one day. I didn't get to meet her when I was in Japan, which is sad. But good stuff. All right, let's play some more music. And then we're gonna finish out with one more topic. We have a new Nintendo thing. It's pretty wild. You know, I don't know if we know enough to talk about it. I watched the video, but I don't know.
Yeah.
So here's some music. We'll be right back.
You gotta give me a ride.
I'm way too big to drive to the devil's house.
I'm it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Trying to understand. Let's try to tell. loves chocolate. Scotty Doo.
Well, I like chocolate fine. I just...
Scotty Doo.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was very familiar. Hang on, let me do what I do. Would you stop?
How about you, Doe?
How about a what?
How about you, Doe?
What are you...
How about you, Doe?
I don't even...
How about you, Doe?
Honestly, isn't this...
How about you, Doe, ladies and gentlemen, Scotty Doo.
All right, that was a little bit like kind of poppier, right? That was the Go Devils off of their CD Super Stuff. I played Let Me In, Won't You Listen, Gonna Get That, long title. Gonna Get That Man and Taste of Poison. I wonder, Deadly Women, they're probably going to show up on Deadly Women because they're going to get that man and they're gonna poison him.
Yeah.
That's good.
After he lets them in.
Nice. Good for you, Super Stuff, or Go Devils. Go kill those people. All right, so we're back. Deadly Women, Japanese version. So we got some game stuff. You know, we're both kind of Nintendo-ites. You're a little bit... You dabble in a lot more other systems. And me, I have a couple other ones. PlayStation 3 and 2 and whatever else, whatever. But I'm kind of a Nintendo head.
I honestly wish all of my stuff was just on Nintendo systems. It'd be easier.
It'd be better.
Know? Like, I basically have an Xbox One because of a game called Cuphead. Which isn't even a title that you would... I mean, that's like one of those rare, weird titles that's a big deal on their platform, but it has like nothing in common with what their platform is.
That's the one that looks
with.
Like an old Disney cartoon.
Yep, that looks like an old Silly Symphonies. Or
there was a stand-up arcade at that Orlando show, Free Play Florida,
mm-hmm.
that they made that.
Oh, yeah? Really?
I lasted like 12 seconds. And
yeah, it's really, really, really hard.
And I was like,
and
I'm leaving.
It's got simple mode, which is a lie. And like once you beat it, it unlocks hard mode, which I can't even fathom. About a quarter of the way through, there's a place where there's a wishing well you can go to, and it'll tell you how in prose how many times you've died.
Oh my god!
I'm up to like 700 and something.
Yeah, I like that. I would like to play that game, but when I played it in front of people, and I felt like a jerk.
Oh yeah, you feel. I mean,
and because I'm an older guy, so there's these kids there, and I'm like, I'm not gonna. Be that spectacle.
Yeah.
You know, I'm pretty good at some video games.
It's hard for everybody.
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, there's no...
The people playing it were good, the two before us. So they must have, like...
Had some, yeah.
And then we got up, we're standing there, and we're, like, dying until there. I was like, I don't want to... I'm done. I just walked away. I'm good at pinball. I'll play that. Yeah.
The one thing I will say about that is that, you know, like old games, it rewards you for being patient and trying. Yeah. And I will say that it's amazing how... like load times going between like levels is long and getting back to the map is long, but restarting a level lightning fast. Like they knew what they needed to optimize for because you know, sometimes you'll lose your first life. You know, you get three lives in each level and you'll lose the first one. And you're like, you've already done this enough. You know, okay. If I lost this early, that's it. Restart, you know?
Yeah. So that's cool. I didn't know that was out there. That'd be something maybe I'll look for. I mean, I don't think they're going to bring it to they should bring it to the Switch because they'd make some money. But
they probably will someday because Microsoft has an exclusive on it right now.
Mm.
And usually those last for like a year.
Yeah.
You know, and then I can't imagine it won't hit the Switch in the PlayStation.
Oh, I picked up
at
the
some point,
Stern has a Switch game.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do they know?
Yeah, they did. They,
is it a cartridge or a download?
Download, which I was... Yeah. Whatever, it's the way of the world.
Honestly, that's kind of convenient with the handheld. I sort of wish I'd gotten Mario Kart that way now, just so it was always on there.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't have to worry about carrying the cartridge for that one with me, because it'd just be there, you know, since everybody loves that.
It was weird because they said, download for free. And I was like, well, I know where this is going. But I downloaded it. You couldn't even launch anything. Like, the free download was just the interface.
Like the title screen.
Yeah, and then anything you clicked on was like, buy AC/DC for $4, or you can buy them both for... It ended up being like $30 for the both packs, or maybe $25. I don't know. It doesn't matter. I was buying them all, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't have my favorite Stern game on there, but I was still... Some of them were weird choices, but that's all right. I support anything.
There might have been some licensing issues with that.
A lot of stuff.
And the reason I say that is because there's a company called Far... I don't remember what the name of it is. Pinball. There's a... Pinball Arcade, they make
the Zen Pinball. No, there's a different one.
But they're the ones that actually is the same. It's the company that actually made the Wii, one, and they have platforms on all. They have things on all the platforms, and I know they've done crowdfunding to try to get licensing for like the Terminator 2, because you know, the studio had to make money, the pinball company had to make money, Arnold had to make a certain amount of money because his name, his voice was used in the arcade game. Like, they got Adam's Family and they had to change Uncle Fester because, what's his face? Doc from, the guy who played him didn't want his likeness on the art, on the thing version. Like, all the crap they had to go through to actually get it. So I could see Stern having, you know,
Stern talked about that. All that. Well, because I've been to, every time I go there, I sit in one of his panels because I like hearing him talk. He's a very interesting fella. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about a lot of that stuff, how hard it is. Like, you know, Men in Black 2, they wanted to do a Men in Black pinball machine, but, you know, I forget. I think it was Will Smith didn't want to do it, and then he's like, well, I can't have Men in Black.
Right.
So what? And you can't have fake ones, because then people are going to dog them.
Right.
It's so hard, and he talked a lot about that, and I was like, wow, that's really interesting. I mean, I learn something every time. There is a really... There's, like, a really neat Nintendo thing. The jury's out on it, though. It's going to be for the Switch. What's it called?
Labo. L-A-B-O.
Yes. And, not what you're thinking it's called.
Yeah. And it's so far out in left field. You know, it's like so Nintendo to do something like this.
Oh, yeah, dude. They're totally like that. Like,
yeah.
I always love how inventive they are. They're the only company to me that really pushes things in different directions and tries to grow.
Yeah. You know, like, right, like, the other two big companies, their idea of innovation is we're going to make the frame rate faster, we're going to make it higher resolution, we're going to put more memory in there. Nintendo's like, we're going to ship this with a bunch of cardboard, and you're going to make things that stick your controllers in, and it's going to use infrared, you know, to give you VR.
Yeah, that's it. All right, that's it for this show. I'm sorry, we're out of time. Thanks for listening to Sakibama Gogo. We will catch up with you next time. And make sure you check out our Facebook page. Thanks, everyone.